An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hawkbird. We got jokes sent in today from Marvin Sowers in Decatur and Tony from Wheaton and Jeannie Copps in DeWitt, Michigan. And the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. And yesterday, do you remember we got a note from Bill Longton that read, "This is my first jokes submission. My wife listens to your joke segment daily. My name on your show would shock her. She already teases me about attending grade school and junior high with Steve Bertrand." Well, today, Mr. Longton wrote in again, "Thanks for the on-air mention yesterday. Here is the text I received shortly after from my wife, Laurie. What just happened? It made our day." Signed, Bill Longton. And James Wing in sunny Southwest Michigan. And Pete Walters from the Florida Keys, the southernmost point in the continental United States. And the list goes on and on. I can't read all the folks who sent in jokes. Thank you also, Michael Rutkowski, champion Block Party Chili Cook-Off. He writes, "In the hopes that you'll feel sorry for me and use one of my jokes, I thought I would share that I just found out I'm colorblind. The diagnosis came completely out of the purple." And then he writes, "What do you call a magic dog? A labracadabrador." We've used that one before, Michael. Well, I'm glad I learned about parallelograms in high school instead of how to do my taxes. Oh, it comes real handy during parallelogram season. My doctor told me I'm a hypochondriac. I asked, "What should I take?" And he gave me some Sudafed. What do you call a fake tenor? That's Placebo Domingo. Hey, there's a new soft drink, Andy, that has a decades-long shelf life. It's perfect if you're waiting for a zombie apocalypse or invasion or something.
What's it called?
Dr. Prepper.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray an IKEA job applicant, and John Williams will star as an IKEA hiring manager.
Hello.
Come on in. Make a seat. Little Tommy went to kindergarten one day wearing a Cubs hat. His teacher asked him why he was a Cubs fan. Tommy said, "Well, my parents are." The teacher said, "Well, what if your parents were criminals or drug dealers or hookers?" He said, "Well, then I'd be a Cardinals fan." My dad got a new hearing aid this week. He said, "It's top of the line. It cost me a fortune." I said, "What type is it?" He said, 230. If I was Snow White, you'd never be able to kill me with an apple. Now, a poison eclair?
In the following scene, Andy Mazur, in a silent role, will portray a submarine wearing a hat backwards. And John Williams will star as another submarine with a hat backwards.
Does it really matter what the punchline to this joke is now? First of all, Andy, terrific
Thank
job.
Thank you very much. I excel in the silent roles.
Can we just enjoy a couple of bro submarines hanging out underwater? I've ruined the joke now. Steve, go ahead and do it again.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur, in a silent role, will portray a submarine wearing a hat backwards. And John Williams will star as another submarine with a backwards hat.
Yo, what's up?